WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 10 of the government shutdown, and House Speaker Mike Johnson's putting the blame on Democrats for the ripple effects.
Today marks the first day federal workers across America will receive a partial paycheck thanks to Democrats' obstruction to the system here.
But Democrats are blaming Republicans for refusing to negotiate. Phase one of the White House peace proposals underway in Gaza. That means Hamas is in a 72-hour window to return all hostages. Israeli forces have withdrawn to lines specified in an agreement. President Trump on social media said he's not happy with what he called China's trade hostility and threatened steeper tariffs against China. He also said he sees no reason to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping as scheduled next month. Multiple sources tell ABC News that Attorney General Pam Bondi and other senior leadership of the Justice Department was caught off guard by the indictment of New York Attorney General Letitia James. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters to share their passion for the sport with the next generation during this year's Youth Deer Hunt. The annual event will be held on Saturday and Sunday, offering hunters 15 and younger the chance to learn hunting techniques in a less crowded environment than the traditional 9-day gun deer hunt season. Youth hunters will be eligible to hunt under a mentor's supervision. Mentors must be at least 18 years old, have a current license, and have completed a hunter education course. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is still seeking input from residents on proposed rule changes for ATV and UTV riders. At a public hearing last week, DNR officials said the administrative code hasn't been updated in over a decade despite frequent changes to ATV and UTV statutes. The proposed changes aim to improve safety for riders, including measures to require seatbelt usage and improving visibility through windshields. Residents can provide public comments on the proposed administrative code changes through October 14th. The Barron County Sheriff's Department requested two significant expenses from the County Executive Committee at their meeting this month. Sheriff's Office officials are asking for a radio upgrade estimated to cost around $1.5 million and a new patrol boat for around $80,000. They also say selling off some of their current equipment that needs replacement could help offset a portion of that cost. The full Barron County Board would need to approve the proposal with a 3/4 majority to authorize the purchases. The Hayward School Board covered topics ranging from curriculum to building projects at its monthly special meeting this week. The building project involves the construction of a new building for the Northern Waters Environmental School, where officials say they've outgrown their current space. The Facilities Committee voted to move forward with design plans for the expansion project. The school board also considered adding an emergency medical responder certification course at the high school and a life skills curriculum for Native American middle school students. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the 5th as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. He was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now, McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a sunny to mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon. As northerly winds develop, they'll be gusting around 25. High temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tonight, a clear sky, lows in the mid-30s, mid-60s, and sunny on Saturday. Right now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Frequent guest and former Republican operative Carlton Huffman joins the show to talk about all the day's headlines. Join me.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Friday to you. TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend here. And it's Anything Goes Friday. No guests, just you and me all day. I got a few stories to share with you, but other than that, whatever you'd like to talk about, pigeons, UFOs, Donald Trump, they all kind of fall in the same category, right? Just a few announcements. Our Chicago event is sold out officially. The LA event, A Conversation with Tom Hartman, Democracy, Justice, and the American Dream with Greg Palast, is October 18th on No King's Day. You can sign up for that. They've got a fairly large auditorium. You can sign up over at kpfk.org. There's a venue announcement there. Also in San Diego on October 17th, I'll be in San Diego speaking at the Columbus Club, and that is put on by KNSJ, our San Diego affiliate. And their website is news.knsj.org. So check that out. Also, a lot to talk about today in our first hour, When Justice Becomes Revenge. I'll get to that in a moment. Also, is Norway feeling a chill of revenge today? Trump didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. And so a lot of people are scratching their heads wondering, you know, what's he going to do? Is he going to put tariffs on Norway? Is he going to, you know, make harsh demands on NATO? Is he going to brand Norway an enemy of peace? And also plenary power, the final step in Donald Trump's American autocracy. So a lot there.
The song first.
A deep red governor in the second hour of our program is ripping Texas for sending troops to Chicago. He says Oklahomans would lose their minds. Also, geeky science, find out what the Planetary Health Diet, the PhD, would do to global health. You'll be shocked. And Indivisible is among those speaking out as the Trump administration just targeted. You know, Indivisible is the main sponsor for October 18, No King's Day. The Trump administration just targeted them as possible sponsors of terrorism. Seriously. And the alarm is setting in as Trump is using Antifa as a foreign terrorist designation. My dad volunteered for World War II. He was definitely anti-fascist. It's pretty amazing. So just, you know, a couple of quick things here. As Donald Trump's Justice Department is turning mortgage fraud into a political weapon, they've gone after Attorney General Letitia James of New York, Governor Lisa Cook, the Federal Reserve. Senator Adam Schiff has not yet been formally charged, but it looks like he's in the crosshairs. Same with Lisa Cook. Reports show that Lori Chavez de Remer, who is from this neck of the woods, she is now the labor secretary, Donald Trump's labor secretary, that she actually clicked the little box saying this house will be my primary residence when it wasn't. Also, a reality TV star, now head of our transportation department, Sean Duffy, same deal. He apparently committed the same so-called mortgage fraud that Trump wants to prosecute Letitia James for. And the guy who runs the EPA, Lee Zeldin, apparently he did the same thing too, at least according to press reports. None of them, of course, are being prosecuted. You know, what's the, I think it was Oscar Benavides, the old South American dictator guy, who said, "For my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law." Yeah, well, here we are. And Maria Corina Machado won the Nobel Prize for Peace, it was announced this morning. She is a Venezuelan opposition leader who risked her life and continues to risk her life to stand up to Maduro and try to rebuild democracy in Venezuela. So Venezuela, where Donald Trump is blowing up boats off the coast filled with fishermen and tourists and God only knows what. Maybe drug runners, who knows? So, you know, is the UN going to do anything about this? How is Norway going to respond? How should we all respond? Great questions all. Meanwhile, my Daily Post, excuse me just a second here, my Daily Post over at HartmanReport.com is titled "Plenary Power, the Final Step in Trump's American Autocracy." This is pretty mind-boggling. Yesterday, one of Trump's assistant attorneys, one of his, you know, guys in federal court said that Trump cannot be challenged by the courts. Trump's decisions are final. This all came out of a guy named Carl Schmitt. He was the philosopher king of the Nazi party back in the 1930s. He was the guy who advised Hitler after the Reichstag fire to use states of emergency to acquire executive power that the Constitution of the Weimar Republic wouldn't otherwise give him. He said famously, "There is no law, there is just power," a phrase that J.D. Vance recently echoed, attributing it to Carl Schmitt. Second, he said that Carl Schmitt said that that power must be absolute. And third, he said that the way you get past guardrails built into constitutional government is by declaring states of emergency. And that's what Trump is trying to do or talking about doing with the Insurrection Act. I mean, this is just crazy stuff. You know, and, you know, for your friends, everything, for your enemies, the law. I mean, here, Trump couldn't tell Carl Schmitt from Fred Flintstone, but he instinctively understands this guy's theories. I mean, for example, flouting the Hatch Act. It's 2 years in prison for trying to sell Teslas from the front of the White House. But Trump just did it right in front of God and the whole world and says, I dare you. I mean, you know, there are both American and international laws against killing civilians, using your military to kill civilians without trial and without a declaration of war. Trump says, I don't care. I'm just going to do it. The Constitution says a president may be impeached for bribery. And so Donald Trump takes an alleged bribe as a, you know, in this jet from Qatar. And then he takes $2 billion as an investment in his little family's crypto business in exchange for giving high-tech chips to the United Arab Emirates in violation of American national security. I mean, can you imagine if a Democrat did that, if Joe Biden did that? He's exempting companies that give him gifts or money from antitrust regulations, tariffs, and Foreign Corrupt Practices Act enforcement. And now he's going to Carl Schmitt's second primary doctrine, which is there is only two kinds of people in the world, your friends and your enemies. You give your friends everything, you punish your enemies relentlessly. Again, Carl Schmitt was the guy who taught Hitler how to be Hitler. And Trump is doing this. He's characterizing Democrats and, you know, using terms that have never been used before by any president. In fact, George Washington warned against. And his friends, he lets them get away with anything they want. Take $50,000 bribe from the FBI? No problem. You could be in charge of ICE. Look the other way as Jeffrey Epstein and his friends, possibly including his best friend, rape young girls in Florida for 8 years while you're the state's attorney general? Pam Bondi can do no wrong. Donald Trump's friends, But now he's preparing the sledgehammer, and that is the Insurrection Act. And if he succeeds in invoking the Insurrection Act, and if the six cowardly, frightened, terrified little Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court roll over whimpering and go along with him, then America really and truly will be screwed. I mean, this is when we become a full-out dictatorship. Not that we're not damn close right now. I mean, now he's talking about investigating Act Blue and investigating Indivisible and all this. I mean, so far, we haven't given him the excuse. Here in Portland, we're still putting flowers in front of the ICE building and dancing with furries. Jimmy Kimmel apparently did this thing last night on that. But the day will come, I think. He's ramping up provocations, him and Miller and Noam and Homan. They are ramping up the provocations worse and worse and worse every day. Eventually, people are going to break and fight back. And when that happens, he's going to bring down the hammer.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Keep an eye out. This is an amazing, difficult, extraordinary time. I never thought I'd live to see this one. What say you? If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down until we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor can see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your emergency medical kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Orders yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that discount when you check out. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
There's a man in a gold tower saying law's just a word. Got his preachers and his princes twisting every truth they heard. He's got a book from the shadows where the old burn, and the page he's reading from's the one where justice turns. Marching, marching, boots on the floor. Trump's march toward plenary power, keeping score. Friends to the banquet, enemies to the pyre. The law's just smoke in a world on fire. Now J.D.'s quoting Schmidt by name, and Noom's lighting that old flame. They call it order, they call it right, but it's the same old fire in the night. There is no law, there's only might. That's what the jurors wrote before the light. The Reichstag burned, the people cried, and the Fuhrer smiled while justice died.
Past the hour, welcome back. So, anything goes weekend here. What's on your mind today? Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for always letting us get the word out on what's happening. There's an incredible music fest in Boston at Davis Square today. Protest bands Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They get invited to this. And there are bands from around the world invited to play at this. But I have some really great, and from around our country, bands invited. My daughter's band got invited. I'm happy to say May Day Marching Band is playing there Saturday.
Very cool.
And, yeah, I love it. And I just, if people want really great music, they've got 3 days of it in Boston. So...
That's marvelous.
No, you can live. I'm sorry. You can live stream. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell.
No, no. It's great.
It can be,
it's great.
The honks. Yeah, the honk fest can be streamed. And then one last thing. Joshua Aaron who had an app called Ice Block that would tell the locations of ice to help migrants avoid the areas where ice was. Well, Apple Tim Cook bowed to the tyrant, Trump, and he just removed it. And I say, I believe there is a boycott for Apple. Unsubscribe to Apple TV. Get the word out on social media. Don't buy any Apple products.
I was so upset by that I, you know, there's a little app on your iPhone called Apple Support, and I clicked on it, and it opens a first you talk to the AI machine, and then, you know, you can say, I want to talk to a human being. It says, what's your problem? And I said, my problem is that I'm upset that Apple took down the Ice Block app. And it said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me let you talk to a human being. And so it connected me to a human being. And he said, you know, how can I help you? This is tech support. And I said, I'm very upset that you guys took down the Ice Block app from the App Store. I think it's wrong. And he's like, do you have a technical question? And I said, no, but this is the only way I know of to actually talk to a human being at Apple. So would you please convey the message? And he said, okay, I'll do that. And he disconnected me.
Thank you. I'm going to do that, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bondi says that Aaron is not protected under the Constitution. And she says she
is what is not protected under the Constitution?
His free speech. She says he can't have that app. She's going to prosecute him, and she's warning him to watch out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything they do is illegal. But
and the app is just like Waze. I mean, you know, it's a crowdsourced app. You know, Waze tells you where the traffic lights are and where the cops are running, breathalyzer tests. This is and by the way, you don't have to be a quote illegal immigrant to want to use this app. I mean, I would want to use the app just to avoid the areas where there's hassles.
Yes, me too. And they're all around us in every town. Mm. Berwyn, Cicero, Broadview. And my husband is so upset about everything going on. He wants us to go to the Mexican restaurants this weekend that are empty because everyone's terrified.
Yeah.
And awful.
Yeah, we have a little family-owned Mexican restaurant. It's actually in Vancouver, right across the river from us, which is because we live in North Portland, it's a little easier to get to. And, you know, we've been patronizing it, trying to get there every week, to support
them. They need our help.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's awful around here.
Yeah,
it really is. I'm proud of our governor, though.
Yeah, me too. J.B. Pritzker for president. Put me at the front of the list there. Jessica, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with your calls. What's on your mind today? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day. Well, actually, just with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Jennifer Sullivan of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We break down what's going on with MAGA's refusal to talk about making healthcare affordable for Americans under the ACA.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day this month. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on October 25th, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. Despite questions over federal funding sources, the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is still offering residents help with their winter utility bills. The program is meant to help residents cover their electric bills during the winter months when utility costs tend to spike. Funding for the program comes from both state and federal sources, but between funding cuts, staff layoffs, and the ongoing government shutdown, $4 billion of federal funding may not be available this year. Residents can still apply for the assistance through May 15th. Wisconsin and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials are inviting area residents to a public meeting on the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project this month. The public meeting will be held on October 20th at the Superior Public Library beginning at 5 p.m. DOT officials will share a presentation on the current status of the project following the completion of the Twin Ports Interchange project and answer questions from residents. The reconstruction project is expected to close the Blatnik Bridge from 2026 to 2031. The City of Superior held a pair of public meetings this week regarding potential plans to change some one-way roads in the area. The plans are focused on improving safety around Banks, Ogden, and John Avenues in the Midtown neighborhood. City officials are proposing turning them into two-way roads, which they say increases driver awareness and naturally reduces traffic. Some area residents expressed concerns that two-way streets could attract more traffic. The city is considering temporary projects to evaluate if the change would improve safety. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a sunny to mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon. As northerly winds develop, they'll be gusting around 25. High temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tonight, a clear sky, lows in the mid-30s, mid-60s, and sunny on Saturday. It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-through like at Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the view from across the pond for Democrats who live overseas? We're going to hear from George King IV from Democrats Abroad. Join us.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Born in a mansion of winners and losers, kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or we'll write the history books of the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan. Nixon to Reagan, the courts in their hands.
Citizens 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. The power of the people can absolutely change governments. It's what American democracy is based on. It happened in 1776 and many times since then on different issues.
I agree.
Critical mass is
3%. 3.5%, according to Erica Chenoweth.
Oh, okay. When 3.5% of the population is against something, cowardly politicians with no principles become more afraid of being voted out of office than they are of Trump. We are near 3% now.
Yeah, it's no actually, what she pointed out is when 3.5% of people show up in the streets or engage in a concerted action. But yeah, I get your point, Chris. I get your point.
No King's nationwide protest is October 18th.
Yep.
The last one was millions.
Yep.
This one is expected to double that.
I hope so.
If you care about your future or American democracy, be there or be square.
There you go.
Info@nokings.org.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, thank you. Thank you very much for that. PSA. Appreciate it. There you go. Denise in Folsom, California. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind today? Today is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Last night I listened to Adam Schiff say we have to really dissect her a little bit. Who voted for the big, beautiful bill? She did. So my thought on Marjorie Taylor Greene is she's like a snake. You got to watch out for her, just like Donald Trump. She voted for the big, beautiful bill. She wanted to run for governor of Georgia, decided to pull out, and is trying to run again to reseat her again in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she doing this, Tom? Why is she doing this? Because her kids' insurance is going to go up, and
yep,
she's not thinking of the regular. So that's what Adam Schiff said last time, and I've been thinking about this for quite some time with this woman. She's another Nancy Mace. She portrays something, and then she switches it back right. And it scares me when I see them doing this. How do you feel about that?
Well, for people who don't know what you're talking about, Denise, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, is hardcore MAGA all the way and has always voted to repeal Obamacare. But her kids are on Obamacare. And one of her kids just got a notice that his insurance premium was about to double. And she realized that that was because the big, beautiful bill cuts the Obamacare subsidies. Or actually, maybe it's not even the big, beautiful bill. Maybe they just I think they just expired after you know, 5 years. And so, okay. With them expiring, her kids' insurance premiums are going to go up. So she's agreeing now with Democrats that in order to reopen the government, the Republicans should cave in and you know, renew the Obamacare subsidies. That's got, you know, Republicans freaked out. But I think she's just being,
I think she's
politically
campaigning.
Smart. You know,
I think she's campaigning right now. That's what she's doing.
I agree.
She's starting her campaign.
I agree. And, you know, if she's going to join Democrats on this, I'll take it. I mean, I
will, too, as long as she doesn't change down the road if she gets back in and does a Nancy Mace thing where she switches again. That's what frightens me.
Well,
these guys, people have short memories.
Yeah. My problem with Nancy Mace is that she looks for the people who are the weakest and the most vulnerable and then just attacks them mercilessly, in this case, trans people. And Marjorie Taylor Greene hasn't so much done that. I mean, you know, she supported the insurrection. She supported an awful lot of terrible stuff. And she's, you know, kind of MAGA all the way. But correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I am. But I haven't seen her, you know, going after the queer community as aggressively. But that's pretty much all Nancy Mace does now, is stand in front of bathroom signs and freak out.
Yeah.
So I see Nancy Mace as just a cruel, pathetic, political opportunist. Whereas I think Marjorie Taylor Greene actually believes this BS.
She's a made-up new image.
Yeah,
and she's a made-up new image, you know, with the hair up and the pearls and everything. Mm. No cross, but now it's the pearls and stuff because she's trying to be like, you know, Jackie Onassis or whoever.
I also think Nancy Mace is badly wounded. I think that she's suffering some serious psychological wounds.
Do you trust Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tom? Do you trust her now, though?
No.
Yeah, see, and that's what people, you just can't trust them because they all, it scares me, and I'm hoping that the people in her district understand not to trust her because she hasn't done anything really good.
Well, I think this position is actually going to help her in her district because, you know, it's just one of those little small standing up to power.
Why did she decide not to run for governor there of Georgia?
Well, because it was obvious she couldn't win. Denise, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good talking to you. Carlos in Carson, California. Hey, Carlos, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Well, listen, I voted for Trump, but I've been hearing recently in certain circles that he's going to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
No,
and
he's
that
not.
That is so ludicrous. The man has endorsed the carnage in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
He's providing military equipment to Ukraine, and he's deploying the troops on our streets, which are going to become very repressive of people. And when they start raiding and taking people away, they're going to take a lot of innocent people. That is not peace to me.
Yeah.
And that is very dangerous, what he's doing with the gradual normalization of the military in the streets. There's no justification for the troops on our streets.
So, Carlos, are you regretting your vote for Trump?
Yes, I do, but I wouldn't have voted for the left either with all the DEI policies. See, I don't know where to go anymore. Both sides are treasonous to the American people.
So explain something to me, Carlos. What DEI says is if you are looking for, let's say, you know, a new person to work at the IRS to audit tax returns, so you're looking at people who have CPA after their name, that you should expand your search beyond just the white people who traditionally apply for that and make sure that you've got some black and brown people and some queer people and some women in there. In fact, women are the principal beneficiaries of these policies. But don't hire somebody who's not as well qualified. Hire the best qualified person. But just expand the spectrum of people that you're looking at. I don't understand what's wrong with that. Can you explain that to me?
I go with expanding the spectrum.
Then you go with DEI.
I'm against the left, though. But where I'm against the left is where they teach white kids in schools in certain districts to hate themselves because they're white.
Wait a second, Carlos. Stop right there. Please tell me the language that was used to tell white people that they should hate themselves. Explain that to me.
Well, they say that they are innately racist, and that is, you know, some people qualify for that qualification, but a lot of people don't.
Nobody is teaching children that they're innately racist, Carlos.
Sure, read the book by Ruffo called Culture Wars, I believe.
Christopher Ruffo is a liar. I mean, Ruffo is a partisan right-wing hack. Come on, give me a break. He's not a teacher who's teaching. You know, what they object to is the accurate portrayal of the way that, you know, white people historically in America have trashed black people and Hispanic people and women, for that matter, and queer people. I mean, that's our history. What's wrong? You know, right now you've got Donald Trump at the Smithsonian taking down the picture of the slave whose back was all scarred up because, oh, my God, we can't see that. Why not?
Yeah, historically, yes. In general,
what's wrong with teaching history, Carlos?
The minorities.
Don't you want your kids to understand the history of this country?
Yeah, but that no longer applies. Many white people have turned.
I'm talking about a history lesson. It no longer applies that the world is round. You know, Magellan blew that up. Don't you think they should learn that too?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have come to their white people have come to their senses and say, yeah, you know, we oppressed the Indians and we took over areas we shouldn't have taken, countries we shouldn't have taken.
Then why do you object to it being taught in our schools?
No, but what they're actually teaching them, hey, you're innately, just because you're white, it don't matter.
No, they're not teaching that, Carlos. That's a lie that's being taught. That's a lie that is being promulgated on Fox News and in right-wing media circles and by people like Christopher Ruffo. But it's a lie. There's not a single teacher in America who ever sat their white kids down and said, you guys are all racist and you should hate yourselves. Literally, there's not a single teacher who ever said that. If there were, they would all know her name or his name. They'd all be saying, oh, that Bill Johnson in Oklahoma City last week when he told those kids. There's not a single one they can quote. So they just make this crap up. And suckers, sadly, like you, Carlos, believe it.
He named specific districts and schools in his book. I don't remember what streets they were, but it was pretty credible.
Doesn't mean it's true.
What about transgenderism being shoved down kids' throats, okay, in schools? Here in California, there were a couple of schools where there were actually demonstrations against that because they're trying to push all these transgender hormones on kids without parents' approval. There were measures, I believe.
Teachers can't give kids hormones, Carlos.
Come on now. Hey.
Teachers are not physicians.
That's what you are. I'm for neither side, left or right, because they're both work for the Illuminati to destroy our country,
Carlos.
Both left and right. Okay, I'll let you
Carlos.
Go, my friend, Mike.
All right. Carlos just hung up on me. All righty. 46 and a half minutes. Well, 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your headquarters for the Illuminati. No, don't say that! Yes, it is. No, it's not!
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. I mean, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Zepa really works. This thing works. I've tried it.
Plus, ZPA will donate $10 for breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code Tom or text Tom to 511-511 and save over 24% off with a Happy Z-Pack to start improving your sleep health today. Remember, ZPA's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Golden ride, the world won't forget, but the prompt to die, the words wouldn't come. And up that escalator, the joke was begun.
No escalator again.
The climb ain't so great.
A leader lost his lines.
To the hands of fate.
No escalator again.
53 minutes past the hour. Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Just a simple strategy suggestion for people in this country who are not fascists. That's, I think, a big group. Anyway, every single Democratic politician, I really hope this happens. I know some are. But every single one needs to say every chance they get relentlessly every day to every microphone they encounter, we know that's what Trump and his goons are doing. They are overthrowing our democracy and implementing a fascist dictatorship. Fine. Knock yourself out. Do it. But when we retake power, every single politician and, frankly, person who was complicit with this will be arrested and imprisoned. Expect it. We guarantee it. And then just walk away. Don't take any questions. But no, just walk away. Mm-hmm. We need to scare them. Yeah. We need to scare these people because it's the only damn thing that they understand.
I agree.
I know Pritzker's doing it. God bless him. Newsom, God bless him. You know, Bernie and, you know, a few others. Not Bernie. He's doing kind of, there's, you know, oligarchy stuff. But still, he does do it once in a while. But we need every single, we're going to lose it, man. We're at the point of no return at this point, I think.
And they know that that's the possibility. That's the potential. And that's why they're doing everything they can to make sure that nobody can, you know, to prevent people from voting in the 26 elections. You know why Virginia right now is purging people off their voting rolls. And it's going to get far more intense next year with the midterms. It's going to—I predict next October, November is going to be insane.
Well, he's going to do the Insurrection Act. We know. Mm-hmm. There's zero doubt. It's coming. Expect it. Anybody doesn't think it's going to happen, stop being naive. It's coming.
Yeah.
And the only thing is what in the hell are we going to do about it? And what I say we do it. If you've been saying forever you support freedom and you're brave and you're a brave American, now it's time to prove it. No more talk, you prove it. And that means, unfortunately, fear of being arrested. Trust me, I'm afraid of being arrested. I have claustrophobia. So the last thing on earth I want to do is be locked up in a cage or be in a police.
No, I've been there, done that. You know, I was 10 days in a jail, you know, for protesting the Vietnam War. It's no fun.
Yeah.
And when Trump first started talking about the Insurrection Act, the people around him said, oh, he's just joking. Just like when he told the joke about having the FCC look into comedians, or when he told the joke about not accepting election results, or when he told the joke about locking up his political opponents, or when he told the joke about having saying the FBI was behind January 6th, or being he told the joke about being a dictator on day one, or when he told the joke about executing journalists, or when he told the joke about court-martialing military leadership that didn't go along with him, or when he told the joke about the Constitution being terminated, or when he told the joke about sending U.S. troops into cities. Remember that last year? Or when he told the joke about staying in office forever, or when he told the joke about I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and never be held to account. We need to take his jokes seriously. Will, spot on. And we need to hold, as you said, we need to be holding people accountable. Thank you very much for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Deep Red Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma is breaking with Trump. This is fascinating. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knox box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knockbox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16.
Big G says Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, Wisconsin is a must for golfers of all skill levels. Designed by the legendary Pete Dye, this course delivers 18 holes of pure fun. When Big G works up an appetite, he heads to Die Hard's for pizza or an Italian beef sandwich big enough to satisfy even him. He's a fan of the brand new carts with state-of-the-art range finders. Mention Big G's name and receive $20 off your round through October 31st.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and in Tennessee, emergency crews responding to an explosion at a manufacturing plant in Hickman County, southwest of Nashville. The mayor of Hickman County says at least 13 workers are unaccounted for. It is a sprawling facility dealing with high explosives. ABC's Matt Rivers has more.
You're talking about a mass casualty event, you're talking about a brush fire in the area, and you're talking about the risk of secondary explosions, which is why you're hearing authorities at this point telling people, look, stay away while we clear this. They actually mentioned that there could be further explosions at this point.
President Trump getting a scheduled physical at Walter Reed Medical Center today. His last physical was in April. He told reporters he feels fine and is in good health. Israeli forces are redeployed to agreed lines in Gaza, part of the phase one of the ceasefire and peace plan. All remaining hostages could be released as early as next week, along with a Palestinian prisoner exchange. Humanitarian aid also set to flow into Gaza. This is ABC News.